In this slideshow, we indicate how one solves a first-order exact differential equation. Consider the equation shown on the slide. We note that this differential equation is neither linear nor separable. It is not separable because one cannot group together all of the terms with x in them times the dx and all of the terms with y in them times the dy. It is not linear because it has the term y e to the xy in it. We will check for exactness first. Recall that m is the term times dx and n is the term times dy as given in the slide. The equation is exact if the partial of m with respect to y equals the partial of n with respect to x. We perform a calculation, and indeed we see that these two expressions are equal. This is given in 1. Since the equation is exact, there exists a function f of x and y such that df equals m dx plus n dy. This means that the partial of f with respect to x is equal to m. Therefore, to find f, we integrate m dx. Now note, we get a term g of y added to the integral. The reason for this is the following. When one integrates in ordinary one-variable integration, one gets an arbitrary constant. However, since we are integrating with respect to x and holding y constant, we get an arbitrary function of y because the partial with respect to x of an arbitrary function of y is 0. Integrating, we get the expression in 2. Now, we actually perform the integration. Since we had the first term is y e to the xy, and we are integrating with respect to x, its integral is merely e to the xy. We now have to find g of y. Recall that the partial of f with respect to y is equal to n. This gives us the condition in 3, where we have taken the partial of f with respect to y of our expression of f and set it equal to n. This then leads us to the conclusion that g prime of y equals 0, that is that g of y is equal to a constant c1. Hence, f is given in 4. And df will equal 0 and give us our differential equation. We rewrite this in terms of one constant, namely we let c equal c1 minus c2, and we get finally that the solution is e to the xy plus x squared y plus c equals 0.